Last summer's Black Lives Matter protests sparked calls to rename schools and pull down statues of past slave owners. Last week, Ida B. Wells Barnett was officially chosen as the new namesake for Southwest Portland's Wilson High School after a years-long push by students and alumni to change the name.
I would hear over and over again from students of color, "This is so frustrating. We're working so hard and we're still named after a white supremacist." And so it was this common theme of, we're trying so hard to improve our school and our community, but it feels like we're not getting anywhere when we are represented by a white man who was working with and supporting the KKK.
That's Mia Settery, a senior at the newly named Wells Barnett High School, who has long been involved in racial justice efforts at her school. She's a part of the Allied Wilson Advocates for Racial Equity and is certified by the Anti-Defamation League as a No Place for Hate peer facilitator. She says the school's name change is the result of years of focus on racial equity.
And so I think rather than saying, oh, we're changing the name and then what? It feels like we've been doing the other work, and the other work has led us to be, hey, we need to change this name. It is hurting our communities of color. And that's kind of how I've interpreted that exchange and that timeline for me. Additionally, we are wanting to make it more than just, we're going to change the sign. We want to integrate Ida B. Wells Barnett into our curriculum. We want to add new units into US history classes, and we want to integrate her into journalism classes, and maybe, I don't know if you can get her into STEM classes, but I feel like there's so much opportunity to add diverse curriculum into what we're learning. And I feel like that's something we really want to work on, as well as all these community engagement events and sharing the new name. It's all in one big package.
Wells Barnett was an accomplished investigative journalist and activist who was born into slavery during the Civil War. She co-founded the National Association for the Advancement of Color People, or the NAACP, and the first Black Women's Suffrage Association. After collecting community feedback, the renaming committee decided they wanted to name the school after a Black woman, and came up with five finalists. Ayesha Conning, the vice principal of the school, said students pushed the efforts in this direction.
It was really the students who felt very strongly about renaming our school after a woman of color. And because of them, and because of their beliefs around the value of renaming our school after a woman of color, that's the path that we took. So their leadership and their courage was just foundational throughout the whole process.
Cadison Sweeney, a junior involved with the renaming effort, explains why they ultimately chose Wells Barnett.
Well, with the five women, we went through a process where we narrowed it down and we kind of voted for our top choices out of them. And it came down to two finalists throughout, within the five. And the thing that kind of pushed her over the edge was her specific work against Woodrow Wilson and the racist policies that he had implemented. And she was just one. I think because she had actively worked she had actively worked against the person we are trying to separate ourselves from, that was a really positive thing that allowed us to kind of be able to discuss her legacy and Woodrow Wilson's legacy when we want to, one of our goals is to be able to talk about within Ida B. Wells the reasons for the name change and the reason we chose Ida B. Wells. And that's one way we can kind of discuss the overlap between them. She was also an educator and an author, which are obviously very educational careers and values, kind of. So that was one thing that, that's just another thing that pushed her over the edge in terms of being somebody that we want to represent us.
Settery elaborates on this decision.
To address it, we wanted to find something that would acknowledge history, but also lift up the part of history that we want to represent. We want to represent minority stories who have not been shared as much. We want to represent speaking out, which Ida B. Wells Barnett definitely did quite bravely. We want to represent racial equity. And I think we can have both sides of history while renaming it after her. And I do love the way that she stood up directly against Woodrow Wilson. I think that's a really powerful statement for us to make as a school and for us to make as a community.
Though students and alumni have been working to rename the school for years, the Black Lives Matter movement and the killing of George Floyd sparked this change, Sweeney explains.
I really don't think that if the Black Lives Matter protests hadn't been a thing, that we would have gained as much traction as we did. So I think I'm really looking forward to seeing the amount of kind of small community-led things that happen in the future, similar to this.
The high school will continue the No Place for Hate program with the Anti-Defamation League. This program trains peer facilitators in how to be allies. They then teach the new ninth graders about this every year. They offered their first training to ninth graders last February, and this helped them be more involved in the Black Lives Matter movement, Sweeney said.
And I think because it intertwined to some extent with the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement in May and June, I think because there was that focus in school on racial equity, it allowed for more students to become involved in the Black Lives Matter movement and more students to be aware of the issues, especially within our community. And so I think that having those allied trainings really was inspiring for students to be aware that being an ally was something that is super important for them and for especially students of color, like in supporting students of color. So I think that those trainings, even despite their proximity to COVID and going fully online, were something that I feel like just bettered our school community and into becoming a more accepting and socially conscious and just better place. I feel like I kind of felt the environment change after, which was really, really nice.
Settery hopes to continue this work to help people understand how they can help.
I think the focus has always been there, but the focus has just been with a smaller group of people. I think, especially Oregon, I've seen so many different projects. You have Next Up Oregon, you have APANO, you have AAYLC, you have like so many different projects, right, that are happening in our local communities. I think the difference is that now people are trying to figure out how they can help. I think that the Black Lives Matter movement has sparked a lot of new conversations where people who weren't really aware of everything that was going on are now asking, where do I go? What do I do? How do I get into this? Right. And so I think it's less of a maintaining a focus, but steering people into the focus that's already been there. I've definitely heard some friends say, oh, I didn't know we were like still dealing with racism. and it's been really interesting to have those conversations. And I think how you keep it is you keep having those conversations and you keep pushing change, like a name change that initiates these tough conversations. And I think you show people how long this spark has always been there, because I think Black Lives Matter has made things bigger, but I don't think it started the flame has been there forever.
Conning, the school vice principal, explained what the name change has meant for students of color.
The name change has such a profound influence on the students at Ida B. Wells High School who identify as students of color or BIPOC students. We live in a predominantly white community, and approximately 25% of our student body are students that identify as BIPOC or people of color. In a school of 1,600, that's 400 youth. And I've heard some of our students of color say, oh my gosh, I am so proud to say the name of our high school now. And for me as a school administrator, that is the reason why I do this work, is to support and uplift all of our students. And when I heard some of our students say that, that they are so proud to go to Ida B. Wells High School, particularly from our students of color, that just felt we have done the right thing.
Holly Pruitt, a neighbor and community ally, points out that the Wells Barnett name change is a form of reparation. The students hope to discuss this at a community conversation about race, which will be held tomorrow virtually from 6 to 8 p.m.
How do we repair the harm that's been caused by the systemic injustices, the systemic racism and other oppression in the past? And I've been really impressed as an ally and observer of the students putting this program together, that they're working not only as educators to teach and share what they've learned, but also as organizers. They have taken seriously inviting the community at large, to come together for this event.
The event is open to anyone and will center on how to be an ally for those that have endured oppression. Sedary elaborates on our goals for the event.
For me and my personal ideas and what I think is going on is that we're having this huge change that got voted and approved for, so it's official and it's rolling. And it's kind of the now what, right? I feel like that's what our event is trying to answer, is the, oh, look, you did the name change. What are you gonna do now? What does that mean for us? And I think having this event so closely after is really important as well. The event is gonna go over lots of things, including performative activism, which I think is important to address. And then what educate yourself means. A lot of people are talking about, oh, you need to educate yourself to be an ally. And again, that's a very broad suggestion. So breaking it down to very easy steps and being like, okay, what if you take this book list and you can read one book a month from this book list? And that's a lot more clear cut than just the phrase educate yourself. And then we have lots of other discussions about how to talk to your kids about race and whatnot. And so I think this event is really talking about what systemic changes and what personal changes we can make on an everyday level to integrate the name change and what it stands for into our community and into our school.
So far, over 100 people are registered, including students, family, and community members. Elected officials like Portland City Commissioner Joanne Hardesty will be at the event.
I feel like I want to use this event almost to say thank you for your support on the name change, if that makes any sense, even though we're asking for their time. But I feel like I want to say thank you so much for supporting us. Here's how much more we'll do. Here's where we're going. Here's what we want our future to look like. And we're so grateful that you could push us towards this path.
You can sign up for the Community Conversation on Race until 2 p.m. tomorrow on the former Wilson High School's website. We've been speaking with students, staff, and community members with the newly named Ida B. Wells Barnett High School about their efforts to fight for racial equity. This is Hannah Merzbach with KBOO News.